Welcome to Hoopla Kids Lab, making science super fun and super easy. Rising water. All you're going to need for this experiment is a glass cup, a lighter, a plate, a match, some coloured water and a coin. Since you're working with a lighter, make sure you have an adult with you when you do the experiment. Simply take your match, bend it in half, and weigh down the wooden end with your coin. Then pour your coloured water onto your plate. Pour just enough so that you've covered the surface of your coin, but not too much because you want to make sure that the match is still sticking out from the surface. For this experiment, we've chosen some pink water, but you can use any colour that you like. What you'll need to do then is take your lighter, very carefully light the other end of the match, and quickly place your glass on top of the match. You'll see that instantly the water starts to rise up inside the glass. This is because the heat from the match starts to create a vacuum inside the glass. The liquid forms an airtight seal around the edge, and the vacuum inside sucks liquid into the glass. Travelling water trick. It's a great one to impress your friends with. All you're going to need to perform the experiment is scissors, coloured water, two cups, some string, and some tape. The first step is to take one of the cups and fill it up with the coloured water. You can use any colour you like, in this case we've used blue. The next step is to cut a length of string, dip it into the water, just enough to get it wet, and then squeeze any excess water off. Then take the other cup and stick one end of the string into the cup using some tape. Make sure it reaches all the way down to the bottom of the cup. Make sure you get in there nice and firmly to make sure it stays attached. Then take the other end of the string and hold it inside the lip of the cup with your finger. Hold the cup with the water in it above the empty cup, but make sure it's not directly above, only at an angle. Also, you need to make sure that the lower end of the string doesn't touch the rim of the cup. Very slowly start to tip the cup of water over, and you'll see that it travels down the string. This happens because of a process called cohesion. Because the string is already wet, it's got lots of water molecules stuck to it. As you tip the water over, it finds the other water molecules and sticks to them, which makes it travel down the string. You'll notice that at first, a little bit of water spilled out of the cup, and that's because it wasn't able to form a bond quickly enough to travel down the string. As you pour the water down, you'll find that you can actually pour it quite quickly, and that's because water likes to stick together. And there you have it. That's how you can get all of the water from one cup into the other without pouring it directly over. Floating letters. This is a really simple experiment. All you need is a bag of M&Ms, a bowl, and a jug of water. Quite simply, what you need to do is place your M&Ms into the bowl, making sure that the M printed on the side is facing up. Try to use a few different colours to make it look really interesting. Then very carefully, pour your water into the bowl. You need a good few inches of water to make sure that all of the M&Ms are completely covered. Pour very slowly so that they don't get turned over in the bowl. Very quickly, you'll see a reaction starts to take place. The food dye in the M&Ms will start to leak out into the water. This is because the water is very slowly dissolving the sugar in the coating of the M&Ms. All the colour will go out of the coating and turn them white. And then soon enough, you'll see that the M's printed on the side of the M&Ms will start to float to the surface. This is because they're made of edible paper, which doesn't dissolve in water. And so, once all the sugar that's holding it onto the sweets gets dissolved, they float to the surface.
What's more, all the food dye in the M&Ms mixes together to create a crazy rainbow inside the bowl. Avoiding pepper. It's a really simple experiment, and you only need a couple of things to do it. For this experiment, you need a bowl, some water, washing up liquid, and pepper. Very simply, pour your water into a bowl, preferably something that's quite wide. Then sprinkle a lot of pepper onto the surface of the water. You need to make sure it's fairly well covered. Once you've done that, get your washing up liquid and place a very small amount onto the tip of one of your fingers. Then place your finger into the middle of the bowl. You'll see that the pepper seems to run away from your finger. Well, it's not the pepper that's running away, but in fact, it's the water underneath the pepper. The washing up liquid on the tip of your finger reduces the surface tension of the water underneath it. This means that the pepper has to stay on top of the water with a higher surface tension, and so gets as much distance between it and the finger as it can. It's almost like magic, but it's science really.
Raining blood. It's a really creepy experiment and really fun to do. All you're going to need for this one is a bowl of oil, a jar of water, a fork, and some food dye. The first step is to take your bowl of oil and add a few drops of each of the food dye. Make sure that each bottle of dye is a different colour. We've got some yellow, some green, some blue, and finally some red. You'll see that the food dye sinks to the bottom of the oil. So what you need to do is take your fork and mix it together. Once that's done, you simply pour the mixture into your jar of water. You'll see that, as usual, the oil floats on top of the water. But if you give it a few seconds, you'll see something very interesting starts to happen. Small droplets of the mixture start to fall to the bottom of the water. This is because the food dye and the oil mixed together is heavier than the water. They cling together in droplets. After some time, you'll see that some of the drops that have fallen to the bottom of the jar start to go back to the surface. This is because the food dye and the oil start to separate, the food dye going into the water and blending, and the oil floating back to the surface. Ugh, gross!
Rice in a bottle. For this experiment, all you're going to need is a piece of paper, a skewer, a plastic bottle, and some rice. The first step is to take your piece of paper and make a cone out of it. This will help you to get the rice into the bottle. Roll it up tightly and make sure that one end is small enough to fit inside the neck of the bottle. Then very carefully start to pour rice into the cone. The best way to do this experiment is to pour the rice in stages. So pour some rice into the bottle, about a quarter way, then tap the bottle lightly on the surface of the table. This will help the rice to pack itself more tightly inside the bottle. Then pour some more rice inside and repeat the process. Tap the bottle on the tabletop and help the rice to settle. Repeat this a few times until the bottle is nearly full with rice. Take the cone out and put it out of the way. And then tap the bottle a few times gently on the surface of the table. You'll see that the level of the rice seems to sink. Then, very firmly, push the skewer into the center of the bottle and gently lift. You'll see that the bottle comes with the skewer. This is because as the skewer goes into the bottle, it slides down the surface of the rice. However, because the rice is so tightly packed, there's nowhere for it to go, which means the rice squeezes against the sides of the skewer, causing friction, so that when you lift the skewer up again, it takes all of the rice and the bottle with it. Dancing popcorn. For this experiment, all you're going to need is half a cup of vinegar, 1 tablespoon of baking soda, a small handful of corn kernels, and half a glass of water. The first step is to take your popcorn and put it into the glass of water. As you can see, nothing happens. But then you add the vinegar and the baking soda, and very quickly you'll see a reaction. What's happening here is the vinegar and the baking soda are reacting together to form millions of tiny bubbles of carbon dioxide. This will foam over for a few seconds, but when it settles, you'll see that the popcorn inside has lifted up to the surface. That's because gas has become trapped underneath it and is lifting it up. As it sticks to the side of the popcorn, it will make it look like it's dancing. When it reaches the top and the bubbles burst, it will fall back down, more gas will gather on the sides, and lift it back up to the top again. And this process will continue for some time. Isn't that amazing? How to see sound. Now, this is a really simple experiment and one that you can do with everyday objects around the house. What you're going to need is some cling film, hundreds and thousands, scissors, and a bowl and plate. What you need to do is get a good length of cling film and stretch it over the top of the bowl. What you're trying to do is make a sort of drum, where the cling film is the skin of the drum. And of course, just like a drum, you need to make sure that the surface of the cling film is stretched nice and tightly across the top of the bowl. When you've done that, get your hundreds and thousands, make a small indent with the tip of a finger, and sprinkle them onto the top of the cling film.
And then if you try to talk directly into the cling film, you'll find that the vibrations from your voice make the hundreds and thousands dance around by themselves. If you think it's just my breath making them move, look what happens when I hum. See?
And there you have it. That's how you can perform a really simple experiment of how to see sound.
Jet-powered boat. Doesn't that sound exciting? All you're going to need for this experiment is some red food dye, a funnel, some blue tack, a straw, a pair of scissors, a plastic bottle, 1.5 cups of vinegar, and 1 tablespoon of baking soda. First, get an adult to drill a hole into the top of your bottle lid for you. It has to be big enough that the straw will fit through. Once you've drilled your hole, take your straw and cut it in half. Then push the straw carefully through the hole that you've made in the top of the lid. Use some of the blue tack to fasten the straw to the bottle lid. It's also important that you push down hard to stop any air from escaping in the gap between the straw and the bottle lid. Once you've fastened both sides, take the food dye and place a few drops into the vinegar. You can use as much or as little as you like, but make sure that you stir it in thoroughly. When you've done that, get your funnel and use it to very carefully pour the vinegar and food dye into your bottle. Once you've done this, you're almost ready to go. Head to the bath and fill it with a shallow pool of water. Then use your funnel to pour the baking soda into the bottle. Quickly screw the lid back on top and place the bottle in the water. And off we go! The baking soda and the vinegar react inside the bottle, creating carbon dioxide, which expands and pushes itself out of the bottle through the straw. This propels the bottle through the water, just like a speedboat. And there you have it. That's how you can make your very own jet-powered boat at home in your own bath.
Marshmallow catapult. For this experiment, you're going to need a few things. Some tape, 5 marshmallows, 7 skewers, a spoon, and an elastic band. The first step is to take 3 of the skewers and 3 of the marshmallows, place these in a triangle, and then insert the skewers into each of the marshmallows. This will form the base of your catapult. And remember, you're not allowed to eat any of them just yet. Make sure you're careful with this part of the experiment, as the skewers can be quite sharp. And that's your base done. Then take 3 more of the skewers, and using your 4th marshmallow, create a pyramid shape. This makes the body of your catapult. The next step is to take the last skewer and your spoon, and very carefully tape the spoon onto the end of the skewer. This will make your launch pad. You might want to use a lot of tape for this to make sure it's really secure. When you're sure it's firmly placed onto the skewer, take your rubber band and put it on top of your pyramid. Then take your final skewer and loop it through your elastic band into the marshmallow. This will make sure that your launch pad is in the right place. When you pull the spoon back, you'll see that the elastic band gets stretched. Finally, place your last marshmallow on top of the spoon, pull back, and release. Here you can see that the marshmallow is launched into the air. This is a great simple way to demonstrate Newton's second law: force equals mass times acceleration. Why don't you have a competition with your friends to see who can build the best catapult and to see who can launch your marshmallows the furthest? The winner gets to eat the rest. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you soon.